All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Wednesday, August 4th. I'm NPR News reporter Riham Fishier, and here's our top story right now. COVID-19 cases continue to spike with the highly contagious Delta variant spreading. Today, the Minnesota Department of Health reported 936 new cases and 5 deaths. But officials say the vaccine still provides strong immunity. Breakthrough cases make up less than 1%. The rising numbers, however, are still a concern. It's why some local governments are reinstating mask mandates. People will be required to mask up while inside government buildings in the Twin Cities, regardless of vaccination status. NPR News reporter John Collins has the update.
Mayors Jacob Fry and Melvin Carter are also urging businesses in the cities to adopt masking requirements for staff and customers and to follow Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations to help reduce the spread of the virus. The mayors also urged city residents to get vaccinated. Other local governments in the state, including Hennepin County and the city of Duluth, have also reinstated their masking requirements in public buildings. I'm John Collins, Minneapolis.
New data show that cases of COVID-19 are spiking in the African-American community. Black residents of Minnesota are seeing a nearly doubled increase in case growth per capita when compared to other racial and ethnic groups in the state. Vaccination rates in the community are lagging behind at less than 50%. Kelly Robinson is the president of the Twin Cities chapter of Black Nurses Rock, who's been setting up community clinics and urging African-American Minnesotans to get the shots. Robinson says the spread of the Delta variant has been devastating. It is highly contagious, and it can lead to hospitalization and death for people who are unvaccinated.
And it's not like they don't know where to go. That's a part of the challenge for some people, but it's the access, getting there, making it a priority, and actually going through with it and feeling comfortable.
Robinson says having conversations with people about the vaccine and its safety and making it more accessible in underserved areas where people don't have insurance or reliable transportation are important factors. In non-COVID news, Minnesota has a new conviction review unit funded by the Department of Justice. The units will operate within the state attorney general's office and will review cases of potentially wrongful convictions. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says the group will focus on cases of people who are currently incarcerated.
The success of the conviction review unit will not be measured in terms of numbers alone or of cell doors we unlock or records we erase or injustice or when injustice occurs, the sentences we reduce. The success will be measured by improving community trust in the integrity of the criminal justice system based on true improvement in the quality of justice.
At least for now, the review unit's funding is quite limited. The grant was less than $300,000. Ellison and others hope to attract volunteer attorneys to help and additional funding. In sports, Rice Lake, Wisconsin's Kenneth Benarek won an Olympic silver medal today in the men's 200 meters. Benarek edged out USA teammate Noah Lyles, who took bronze. Hopkins native Joseph Fonbole, running for Liberia, finished fifth in the race. Today's weather is mostly sunny and still hazy with highs in the 80s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight and lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, expect 70s to 80s and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Riham Fishier. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.